Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Senator Bernie Sanders says it's imperative to get more people involved in the democratic process to revitalize America. The independent senator appeared last night at a fundraiser for the Vermont Democratic Party with Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who also serves as deputy chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Sanders says Ellison has been traveling the country and opening the doors of the Democratic Party to young people, working people, and people of every color, sexual orientation, and gender, no matter where they come from. Ellison says Democrats must become regular fixtures in their communities, not just before elections. New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen says she's hopeful the Senate will vote on a bipartisan health care bill before the end of the year. That plan is co-sponsored by Democratic Senator Patty Murray and Republican Lamar Alexander. Shaheen says the goal of the legislation is to strengthen the Affordable Care Act.
It's been working. We need to make it work better and fix the places where it's not working the way it should.
Shaheen is a Democrat and says there is a good possibility that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will not allow the bill to come to the Senate floor for a vote. But she says backers of the plan may try to attach it to a must-pass piece of legislation. Shaheen says she's encouraged that initial enrollments for the Affordable Care Act this year are stronger than in previous years. With freezing temperatures and snow in the forecast, the Vermont Transportation Agency has closed Smuggler's Notch, Route 108. That's the narrow, windy mountain pass between the towns of Stowe and Jeffersonville. There are some slick conditions on the roads this morning around the state, so do slow down and give yourself a little bit of extra time if you're out early on the roads. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is in Vermont to assess damage from a devastating windstorm that tore through the region last week. FEMA staffers are visiting 10 out of 14 state counties conducting damage assessment. To qualify for federal reimbursement, at least $1 million in damages to public infrastructure must be found by FEMA. Vermont emergency management officials say they've determined about $4 million in damages so far. The Vermont Attorney General's Office says a now-defunct alcohol and drug treatment center overbilled the state for Medicaid services by $860,000. The state filed a claim in bankruptcy court Monday, seeking reimbursement from Maple Leaf Treatment Center in Underhill. The facility closed unexpectedly earlier this year. Assistant Attorney General Jason Turner said Wednesday the center was billing for Medicaid services despite not having enough licensed counselors to qualify. Turner says the state may not be able to collect the money it's owed because of the company's other debts and obligations, and he said the state wants to ensure that former employees receive unpaid wages. Vermont's largest city has cleaned up the remnants of a homeless encampment that's at the center of a class action lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. A federal judge ruled late last month that Burlington could dismantle the encampment where three men had been staying while their case proceeds through court. City workers cleaned up the site Thursday morning. Eye in the sky forecast today, variable clouds and sun, blustery cold today. Temperatures steady or falling through the 20s north and from the 30s into the 20s south.